Let's do this.
Catch up with Nick and Josh.
Let's go.
Make the people scream.
Very excited to be speaking to Ash Grunwald. We've been talking about you all morning up until this interview, saying that you'd be one of the coolest people around.
Yeah, well, I just reckon we were having a chat. Like, I mean, you hang out with Xavier Rudd would be like one of the coolest things to do. Who do you reckon's like the coolest person you've ever hung out with on the festival circuit?
Jack Johnson's cool because of his whole act. Like, I did a support tour of Australia with him, and I really love my surfing, and he's a really good surfer, and he does good music, and he was killing it, you know, at those gigs. You know, he started off as making cool surf films, and on top of that, he's a really nice guy and an environmentalist. Dude, do you want to just keep smashing it? You know, like, why do you want to take this smashing it thing?
Ash, are you flying, driving up? How are you getting here?
And we're driving to the gig at...
Oh, right.
And then we keep driving, get back to our zone in Byron, and then OJ, the bass player, has to get to the Sunshine Coast for a festival the next day. Really?
True. Are you sleeping in a van?
See, I'm really upset about that because I had to make a hard decision, sort of like putting your dog down.
Oh, no.
My motorhome, which I love, and we've toured around in so much, that would be perfect for this mission. We would be sleeping all the way.
Yeah, this will set the scene for your story. Keep going, Ash.
Story.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, I just thought this mission, I don't know, I could see it breaking down. It's got 400,000 on the clock, so...
That's a lot.
It's been a few trips, mate.
Yeah, those really quick trips where you just, you know, which we did do a lot of, you go, right... Yeah. Bang, let's go to Cairns. Okay, let's come back. Okay, over to WA. Back again. Down to Melbourne.
So your van's no more.
It's cruel. It's cruel to a van.
I've got an interesting question for you, Ash. Obviously, you've got dreadlocks, right? And how long have you had dreadlocks for?
20 years.
Does someone just go, oh, 20 years, all right, was not expecting that, that is ages. If you go, for instance, 20 years, does someone that ever gets dreadlocks ever go, one day I will eventually get these off?
The other day, I was like, you know what? New beginning. People who'd encouraged me to do it previously just got really freaked out and started going, are you sure? Are you sure?
Mm.
And then I did a gig with a band and I was jumping up and down and I was throwing my hair around. It was like, then we were going, well, my wife was saying it too. Well, it kind of is a bit of a prop. It's sort of like you got your light show or you got that.
You got your hair show.
You got hair, yeah. You've got a hair show.
I think that's what I...
throw around. But I might give it this. I don't know. I might get rid of it.
Isn't that what American cheerleaders use, is their hair as a prop? So I guess you could say
well, maybe
you're in that sort of group, aren't you?
The ugliest cheerleader.
Ash, before we let you go, so you just mentioned that you're married. How did you know that your wife was the one?
Well, that's hard to say. There's been many things. I really love hot chili. And we were travelling around France, and she got that chili thing going as well. She actually was rolling with a bit of... Because you can't really get it very much in France.
Yeah.
She was rolling with hot chili in her back.
Oh, right.
And I was like, that is the woman for me.
Nice. Yeah, right. Well, that is... She has chilies in her bag. I'm stoked. Let's get married. See you later.
Nick and Josh. Weekday mornings from 5.